I want to tell you this. Every addict, when he gets up in the morning, he has to have his fix. And if he doesn't have it when he gets up, first thing he does is go out in that street and steal something. Every addict, for instance, commits a crime every day. He has to commit a crime in order to get his dope. When he gets up, he goes out in that street and he starts walking, looking for an angle, seeing if there's somebody he can borrow the money from or somebody who might give him some money. And if he can't find somebody to give it to him, then he'll start looking who he can steal from. Or he'll go to a store and steal something out of a store or boost something. Or if not that, he'll go in and break down a door, as we call it. He'll burglarize a store. Now, if he can't do that, he'll mug someone. But somehow or other, he's going to get his money to get that shot of dope. Okay, let's say he got his money and he got away with whatever he did. And now he goes into his neighborhood. My neighborhood, they call it Korea. They call it Korea because they're always killing people. It's like war going on all the time. And he gets into my neighborhood. Now he has to watch out for the other addicts, because the other addicts would do anything to get the dope that you're going to get. And then beside that, he has to go to the right pusher. Because if he goes to the wrong pusher, he'll get what we call a lemon. They'll sell him a bag of a talcum powder or milk sugar or flour. You can imagine a guy who's been struggling all day and finally gets his money and he's all anxious and everything, and he goes up there and he gets the bag of dope, then he gets up to the rooftop and he's sweating, he's, you know, desperate and everything, and he takes his stuff and he puts it in the cooker and he pours the water in and he cooks it up, and what comes out is a donut. I have a good friend that killed two people because of that. Because they sold him a lemon, and he killed them both.